Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news and issues facing the entrepreneurial community in our state. And as always, to help us, John Swamp Fox Warner, co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina, where he joins us from now. John, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what is happening in the swamp today. It's getting kind of swampy out there.
Wow, it is. Summer's here and it's getting pretty humid. We've had some good rain. And ask me about this when it gets really cold in the winter again, and we're going to say we wish it were warmer, right?
That's the way it works.
SE Launch, South Carolina Research Authority, recently announced that they had awarded grants to 7 companies totaling about $300,000. And I thought it was pretty good maybe to walk through these and the kind of grants that they make available for, you know, entrepreneurs listening who might be interested in contacting them and seeing if they qualify for the next round of funding. They have academic startup assistance programs. The one example here is a company called Engine. They're developing a lightweight wheel for armored vehicles with a larger lifespan than existing vehicles. So it's 41% lighter, 52% stronger. And I know that kind of military application is something that SCRA has focused on, you know, in the past, and something, quite frankly, South Carolina has some good relationships with, doesn't it?
We've got a pretty good history in that area, for sure.
Yeah, so that makes sense. And then the federal government provides small business innovative research grants and what they call tech transfer grants. Every federal agency carves out some funding for small businesses, and there's several companies here that have received some. Blue Eye Soft, which is engineering, IT training, and design solutions that use satellite data. And that's kind of pretty cool, in particular, where it's regarding the weather systems. Another SBIR company they've matched is Lydex Pharmaceuticals. This is a drug discovery company that has to do with a liver damage. And then they have something called acceleration grants. Arvis Biotech is focused on a medical device for hip surgery patients. ScopeStack is a web-based platform for engineers. It's a pricing tool to help them do a better job of pricing their services. Another category is product development fund grants. An interesting company here, Gabby LLC, which is actually a young African-American woman in the state, and she's come up with a novel hair bow, a Zark, which is an Aiken, that helps people play games online while earning rewards. You know, again, you can see kind of the diversity of really early stage grants that they're making to these kinds of companies, which is encouraging, isn't it?
Well, it is. And I'm certainly happy to see Gabby on there. I interviewed her years and years ago when she was just a kid in school. So she must be an adult now. This is wonderful news.
So is there anybody you haven't interviewed years and years ago?
Well, you know, we are in our 20th year. So,
well, there you go. So yeah. You've interviewed a pretty large cross-section of entrepreneurs in the state in your time.
Well, I have indeed. And to also see all of the quick thinking happening by entrepreneurs during this pandemic.
Absolutely. So we don't have any lack of creativity in South Carolina. I'll tell you what all these entrepreneurs are going to run into, though. You know, they're going to get their companies up and running, and, you know, when it's $25,000 or $50,000 or $100,000, they're going to be able to find the resources in South Carolina. But when they start to get big enough that it becomes $1 million or $2 million or $5 million that they're going to need, they're going to run into a wall. We just don't have that culture of supporting these kind of companies. And so I think it's exciting that SE Launch is supporting these companies, but I think we're going to have to do more as a state if we really want these companies then to be able to develop and grow and thrive and hire a lot of, you know, high wage people that are going to be necessary for them to be successful. So, you know, we've done a good job in South Carolina at the very earliest stages with Venture South and SE Launch and some other initiatives in the state. But, you know, the gap continues to be once you get to the point, you know, where you're ready to start to scale. There are people out of state. You're not quite, you know, late enough for them. They don't want to invest in something too early stage in South Carolina. And yet here, you have a hard time finding the capital you need to grow. So we need to support entrepreneurs like SE Launch has done. Then we need to make sure that the next round of capital is available for them so they can be successful.
Well, John, as always, thanks so much for spending time with us today.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.